We're about to meet one of the most popular and mysterious rockers in Britain. Like so many in his field, Jason Pierce of Spiritualized has pushed the boundaries of his music and his body. He has a history of drug use, and in recent years, Pierce experienced some serious health problems. Musically, he composes grandiose, spaceman-like songs, driven by a love of early rock and roll, but often bordering on the abstract. Our colleague David Green talked to Jason Pierce about what he says is his poppiest album to date, beginning with the song, Hey Jane.
Hey Jane, where you going today? You took a car, then you ran all day. That clock going 110. I never said I'd get you back again. So ain't got time to make no mistakes. Ain't got time to waste my brakes.
I kind of wanted to make a record that was laid out in a way that was easy for the listener.
You're saying Hey Jane is maybe a little more accessible than some of your old stuff.
I think the whole record is. I kind of got to thinking that with the abstract in music, with each degree you make it more abstract, you move into a kind of Emperor's New Clothes kind of area where it almost comes with a disclaimer that you're not musically bright enough to understand it, and I kind of wanted to make a record that wasn't hiding behind any kind of disguise.
Ain't got time to mess my head again. Show 'em what you can do.
There was a story that had me kind of smiling. There was a German Nature magazine that had a crew that was looking at Mount Etna, the volcano in Sicily, and their report on Etna started with this line: "We got as close as we could for safety to the center of the eruption and set up our equipment and our cameras, and then a man in a silver spacesuit marched up to where we were and kept on walking." And the man in the spacesuit was?
It was myself.
What were you doing on Mount Etna?
Having some fun, really. We'd been given some money to do a photo shoot, actually. We stood about a meter away from 100-foot-wide lava flow.
And are you lip-syncing while you're that close to the lava?
Yeah, just on a little a Walkman-type thing.
And this is for your song Out of Sight, I think, right?
Yeah.
The world keeps turning, it keeps me in my place. Where I stand is all the 3 miles from space. Stand in space is all the space I can stand. Gravity.
I had this childhood thing where I wanted to poke the lava with a stick, and the last thing you can find on a volcano is a stick. So,
or you would have done it.
Next time, I would have done for sure, yeah.
That doesn't sound safe.
I don't think anything we did up there was safe.
Well, why is it so important to you to push the line? I mean, you have put on some stunning shows, hanging from helicopters, going to the 114th floor of the CN Tower in Toronto, which I think you described as the highest gig of all time. I mean, why these antics?
Because we can, you know, and I think that you can kind of go around and play all the normal venues, or you can look for places where even before you start pushing the air around and making music, you're in a beautiful environment. Let's see if we can play there. Let's see if we can do that.
I want to take you, if I may, back to 2005. You started having some breathing problems and were hospitalized.
I had double pneumonia then, so I was put in hospital for a while.
I understand it got so scary that your girlfriend was getting grief counseling. They were showing you photos of your kids in the hospital. I mean, that must have been awful.
I think more so for the people around me. I wasn't so aware of, you know. I don't think you know when you're close to death or anything. So I was having a bit of a rest, I think.
Has it changed you and changed the way you live your life?
Not as much as I would have thought. It wasn't so profound. It was almost disappointing that it was the same old me when I came back.
Well, your song, Death Take Your Fiddle, some people have wondered if that captured the sounds of the breathing machine in the hospital and the scene in that hospital room.
So death, take your fiddle, play a song for me, play a song we used to sing, one that brought you close to me. Play a song and I will sing along. I think I'd like to take myself to heaven.
I was in the intensive care. There was 4 or 5 of us on there, so everybody had the same kind of machines going off. And it was really beautiful, this really beautiful music that came from all of that medical equipment. And some of that got put back into that album, into Songs in A&E, and in a kind of musical way. You know, the breathing on that track is an accordion that isn't keyed, so none of the keys are held down. Before those kind of sounds went in, they were just kind of normal tracks. Once they'd been reworked a little, they started to have this kind of sound that was kind of magic.
How are you feeling these days?
I'm doing all right.
Are the health challenges still there? I mean, do you have to take it easy on the road and on tour? Or?
No, I had a weird one on this album. I had liver disease, of all things, to happen after all that. And I had to do a proper kind of chemo course.
This is this new album, or this is an album?
This is the new album, yeah.
This is the new album. Jason, remind us how many kids you have.
Two.
Your 11-year-old daughter, Poppy, has a songwriting credit on the new album in the song So Long, You Pretty Things. She also sings in the song. I wanted to play a little bit of that.
If you feel lonely,
oh, wicked,
and the world's against you,
it's beautiful,
take the long way home, past the scary Jesus.
There was a lot of themes wrapped up in this record, and some of it was the passing of time, and it seemed like the obvious connection with the passing of time was my children.
Your career, Jason, has spanned two decades now. You're 46, and I guess I wonder, as music fans, we see a lot of musicians kind of have a very hard life, and some of them have died early. I mean, are you afraid of that? Is that something that you're aware of and trying to avoid?
Isn't everybody trying to avoid that a little bit? No, just the same as anybody. I don't, you know, I just get on with what I do and don't really think about that.
You can hear the new Spiritualized album, Sweetheart, Sweet Light, at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.